The final rule announced this week serves as the final volume requirements for 2014, 2015, and 2016, along with final volume requirements for biomass-based diesel for 2014 through 2017. Now, while the levels are an increase from the previous proposal by EPA, they are still below the statutory levels. There are some groups that recognize the improvement in the volume obligations under the RFS, while other groups are quick to criticize the EPA's failure to bring the RFS to statutory levels. The American Farm Bureau said the decision to lower the requirements undermines our nation's commitment to advancing biofuels and establishing energy independence. AFBF President Bob Stallman said we need more biofuels, not less. National Chicken Council President Mike Brown said EPA's actions will cost consumers at the pump and on the plate by effectively raising fuel and food prices. He said by increasing the mandated volume of ethanol beyond the blend wall for next year and retroactively increasing the mandates for 2014 and 2015, more corn from feed and food will be diverted into fuel production, resulting in increased costs for poultry and livestock producers. However, Growth Energy called the move by EPA positive, saying their members were overall pleased with the outcome. The National Corn Growers Association called the outcome a step in the right direction, and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said the rule is a positive step forward, providing for continued growth in all parts of the renewable fuel standard.